JR here. True JR? If there even is such a thing. There's no script, there's no lies, there's no facade. There's just me talking. And because I don't know what I'm going to say, how real is it? How true? This might come as a surprise to you, but it turns out I'm a fan of the Magnus Archives. And before it, I was a fan of Homestuck. I enjoy making not-quite-game experiences with the things I'm a fan of, as inspiration, root. And the other day, the Rusty Quill official Discord server died. And I was there, and I watched it. And I had a lot of thoughts during the experience. Now, if you're finding this, well, I hope that you found that fake Discord server I made. Fake, real, whatever, lines are blurred. That's the whole point of some Hanyo Sim, right? But my idea for that was just, like, first what they did was they made it so that no one could post. And then they said they made it so no one could join. But I couldn't stop thinking, like, how weird would it be to come out of a horror podcast, you know, ready to join a fandom, join the Discord, and everyone is silent and you can't talk. That's weird. So I wanted to work something like that into it and came up with the idea of, well, okay, so three layers down where Zampanyu is a real thing, except what it, maybe it's not. You know, let's make this real fake Discord server, you know? And so I grabbed some people I'd known from my previous work that had really engaged with the way I do things, the puzzles and stuff. You know, wastes, I call them. People who dig into the edges of things and find the secrets and, you know, hack if they've gotta, you know, that whole thing. And we spun something up. It's actually in progress right now as we speak. I don't know how it's going to go, but my expectation is I'm going to try to bring more and more people in, beta testers, that sort of thing, and then shutter it. You know, no one can post, encourage everyone to leave, we all died, whatever. But part of the truth, part of the thing that I'm doing here, Zampanyo, the server, every part of it is, in my own way, processing how things had gone with my previous work. The one based on Homestuck, the one that got too big too quickly, and we made a fandom and a community, and it was really hard to maintain, and it was draining. And eventually I left my own server because it was too much, and the things I thought we needed to do to make it stop being too much weren't things anyone else... Most people weren't willing to do them. For me, it felt like I just wanted to make games, and I wanted to talk to people about the things I was doing and shitpost and you know, get inspiration and hear what people were thinking, but I didn't want to maintain a community. I didn't want to moderate. I mean, I was doing it so much. I put so much effort into making it a safe place, somewhere I wanted to be, and it was too much. You can tell how true this is. You can hear my dogs barking. I guess my point is, with my Homestuck work, I made a simulation of a game that doesn't exist, Spurb. And Zampanyo Sim is also a simulation of a game that doesn't exist, but it doesn't exist even more than Spurb doesn't exist. It's not even fake real. And everything spirals out from that. Like, here's a fake server where, nope, I'm not going to let it get big. I'm going to kill it before it gets too big and drains me. And, you know, here's this work, and it's fandom adjacent, but it's not so fandom that I get caught making doll makers and things I don't I enjoyed everything I made for Farago, but eventually it became obligation after obligation after obligation. And Zampano's me just trying to have fun again. I don't even know if I'll post this. Dogs barking in the middle of it. Hell, I don't even remember half the things I've said already. So, you know, go truth. Honestly, I bet the lie version of this will be way more entertaining. In any case, thank you for engaging. I don't even know if you exist. That's what's really fun for me. I don't know if anyone will ever find this game, if they'll ever go through it looking for secrets, if even if the secrets are exposed on the surface in the wiki. I don't know, but I get to pretend. I get to pretend for a little bit that this is a thing that might happen, and it's really fun to pretend. It's fun to pretend in the fake server, too. So, whether you exist or not, thank you for giving me a context to pretend.